Blog Talk Radio.
I know I'm a little late today, but you guys got to understand, I'm on vacation, y'all. I'm on vacation, and I'm trying to enjoy myself at that. But today, I have some good Elvis rock songs in the studio for y'all, and I'm ready to rock and roll. We are the TCB Network, and we know how to TCB, you know, every day, every day. Now, let's get started here. I'm going to play my first song, and we're just going to go from there, okay, guys? I like to first play this song for my friend, Evangeline. She asked for this last week, but I didn't have a chance to play it. It's Fever. Enjoy it.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, I had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever." With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever! Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Now here's a point that I have made. Cats were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We'll give you fever when we kiss you. Fever if you live and learn. Fever! Till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Chomp, chomp.
Guys, that was Elvis doing Fever, and that was his Aloha from Hawaii concert, which is one of the best besides Madison Square Garden. So if you haven't seen that, you need to go see that. You must have been living under a rock this whole time or something, but it's a good show. Okay, guys, I just wanted to put into an issue right here so we can go back to some rock and roll and have a good time. As you know, as you all know, we've had some trouble in the past, and it just follows us around, because whenever you're trying to help somebody or a situation, or when you have a group like I do, people get upset with certain people and things happen and blah, 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 drama happens. I realize that when I am angry and when I am mad and when people have done me wrong, I find comfort that I have a radio show that I can bring the issue out and put it all out there for everyone to hear. And you know, sometimes that's just not always the best behavior. Sometimes that's not always the best thing to do. Sometimes the best thing to do is to either talk it out and move on, or just, you know, don't say anything at all. Well, during the time I was having a lot of trouble and a lot of issues with certain people, I did say a few things on my show a few months ago, and I will have to say something. In order for you to change your behavior, you have to change your habits. So I'm going to, from now on, change my habits and to not talk about people that do me or my friends wrong on air, because, you know, they don't get to have their say. They don't get to have their side talked about. It's just one-sided when someone does what I did. So I'm going to play this song called Change of Habit, and I want to kind of dedicate it to Miss Kathy. And I would like to say I'm sorry for calling her crazy on air. It's not right to put your personal stuff in when you're doing something like this. It causes so much uproar, and it causes people to have pain and hurt, and I can understand. I think from now on, the best thing to do when I lose my temper and things don't go well is to just keep my mouth shut on air about it and figure another way around it. So I'm dedicating this to Miss Kathy. I do apologize, and I do have to tell you guys, since I'm here on air, that she has since apologized to me as well. When anger happens it abrupts and it gets to be a very bad situation. And I am sorry, and I admit I'm sorry, and I've never had a problem admitting when I'm wrong. So I just wanted to tell you guys that I am sorry to Miss Kathy, and you will never hear me say any ill will about anyone on my show again. It's not the right platform for it. It's not the right place. So here's the song I want to play. It's called Change of Habit.
Setting your old ways, changes are a-coming, 'cause these are changing days. And if your head is in the sand while things are going on, what you need is a change of habit. Now if you're in the habit to let your temper fly when you talk with people who don't see eye to eye, and if you don't believe that there's a newer world ahead, what you need is a change of habit, a change of habit, a change of outlook, a change of heart. You'll be all right. The halls of darkness have doors that open. It's never late to see the light. So if you're in the habit of putting people down just because they're different from the wrong side of town, well, don't count away medals on their pinning, not on you. What you need is a change of habit. A change of habit, a change of outlook, a change of heart. You'll be all right. The halls of darkness have doors that open. It's never late to see the light. So if you're in the habit of putting people down just because they're different on the wrong side of town, well, don't count on any medals on their pinning, not on you. What you need is a change of habit. Change of habit.
Okay, change of habit. Listen to the song. In order to change, you got to change your habits. And that's what I'm going to try and do around here. No reason to use my radio show for a platform for talking about people and hate. No. Anyways, guys, let's get some more rocking and rolling songs in here. I've got a good one from his 50s. Oh, it's good. Blueberry Hill. I know y'all love it.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, where I found you, the moon stood still.
Blueberry Hill.
Sitting in my old bedroom that I grew up in, it just brings back so many memories, so many. Oh, I promise I won't cry like I did last Friday, but it sure brings back so many memories listening to Elvis in this room, so many. Keep this rock and rolling going. I've got Loose Sweat Shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Well, you can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby, blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take hold for my blue suede shoes.
All right, Blue Suede Shoes. Did you guys know that Carl Perkins wrote this song and performed it and had his first number one hit with that before Elvis ever did it for himself? I think that's amazing, and that's a good friend right there. Awesome song, guys. Awesome song. Now, I've got this one song in my studio. I play it a lot, but I have been talking to my good friend Angel, New York, and she's a sweetheart. I love you, Angel. I'm going to play this song that you and I love so much. I'm going to play Bossa Nova Remix. Now dance, everybody. Now, the original Bossa Nova, without all the extra stuff, was in the movie Fun in Acapulco, and it was a fun movie. But then again, I'm biased. I love every 33 films that man was in. Know them by heart. I am biased. I love every one of them. Okay, this next song is going to go out to my good friend Tanya, who's our graphic designer, and she works her butt off doing the designs for every poster we do for the shows, the groups, and anything else that we need. And I'm going to give her a shout out. Love you. Huh? This song's for you. It's the remix, Come On Everybody, from his movie, Viva Las Vegas.
There's got to be the drums have got to be going.
Sometimes then again I think of you. Sometimes I wanna stay here, then again I wanna leave. Again, I don't wanna stay. Yes, I got my train fare, pack my grip and ride away.
Good one. I would have been better off hearing it on the A side. I mean, though I do love the song Surrender, but I don't know what most of Hoopla was A and B track. I don't have 45. I did own one 45, and it has gotten lost because I'm upset about that. It was That's All Right, Mama, and I had it under lock and key up here, and it has since been lost or something, but maybe one day I might buy another one, who knows. But most of the old songs like this I owned on CD and tapes, and I didn't have any 45s, but That's All Right, Mama. But you listeners out there might, and if you do, I would keep them. Please do not sell your Elvis albums. Don't do it. Keep them. That's what I do. Just sit on them. No reason to sell. No. This stuff is history, man. I wouldn't want to sell any of my Elvis stuff. That's why I still have most of it. I'll be bringing more of my Elvis stuff home with me when I start in 2 weeks. You know, I'm never getting rid of my Elvis stuff. When I get home, I'm going to fix up my office. It's going to be my Elvis room. Oh, yes. My husband be happy with me. But anyway, that's what I don't care all this stuff, okay? Keep it. It's history, and it's supposed to stay near the fans that love him, you know? Don't sell it. Don't do it. Oh, anyways, I'm done on my little soapbox. Let's do another good rocking song here. This is Elvis, Hard-Headed Woman.
Oh, well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And since the world began. A hard-headed woman, well, a soft-headed man. Adam told Eve, listen, yeah, to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And since the world began. Keep your cotton picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Elvis is just the world begins. Oh, oh. A hard-headed woman, but a soul is a right of man. Oh, oh. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Elvis is just the world begins. Oh, oh. A hard-headed woman, but a soul is a right of man. a head like a rock. If she ever went no way, I'd cry around the clock. I hope you.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
to
the world, yeah. Oh, any woman better born in the fire, man.
Hard-headed woman. Now, without further ado, I want to give a shout out to my friend Romilly, and she is from England. She is such a sweet girl, and I picked a good song for her. This is from Elvis's movie, and if you guys can tell me what movie it is, maybe I might play a song for you guys next week. I'm not even going to say. You guys should know where this came from. The song's called Long-Legged Girl.
All right! I've been thumbing rides, traveling lights, walking streets till past midnight, tramping roads, trails and lanes, scaling cliffs and fields and plains, searching till the early dawn for that long-legged girl with the short dress on. Riding trucks, bikes and skis, sailing lakes and brooks and seas, driving wagons, cars and jeeps, walking stilts and 10-foot leaps, searching till the early dawn for that long-legged girl with the short dress on. And everywhere it goes, she's been and gone. She's fine! It's just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine. I just can't rest till I make her mine. Been from Maine to Tennessee, Mexico, past the Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, searching high and I'm searching low. Everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress on. She's fine. It's just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine. I just can't rest till I make her mine. I've been from Maine to Tennessee, Mexico, and the Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or snow, I'm searching high when I'm searching low. Cause everything depends upon for that long-legged girl with the short dress on. The long-legged girl with the short dress on.
All right, long-legged girl. I haven't got the answer to what movie that was on yet, but I'm sure I will in the next day or two. I'll sit on the answer. I'll give you a little hint, though. It's the one movie where he sings Old MacDonald Had a Farm. So if you guys could come up with the answer, let me know, and I'll play a special song for you guys next week if you guys come up with the answer. Okay, so that was for Miss Romilly. Okay, this next song is from another one of his movies that, like I said, I'm biased. I love everyone, but this one cracks me up. This is the song from the movie Live a Little, Love a Little. And that movie just is hilarious, guys. The way that woman is, Michelle Carey, how she is with him today, I feel like. Alice. Every day it was a different name. It was just a funny, funny movie. But the song is Edge of Reality. Enjoy it.
I walk along a thin line, darling. Dark shadows follow me. Here's where life's dream lies disillusioned. The edge of reality. Echo, laughing with mockery. The borderline of doom I'm facing, the edge of reality. She sits there tormenting me, the girl with the point of madness, the brink of misery. If she's not real, then I'm condemned to the edge of reality. If she's not real, then I am condemned to the edge of reality. 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 Reality.
All right, that was Edge of Reality. Yep, good song and a good movie at that. Now, I'm going to play another song here. Of course, that's my job. That's what I do around here is play songs, isn't it? Oh, anyway, I love this one. This is called Guitar Man.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. Ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Guitar Man. Now I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Linda. Miss Linda, you have won the trivia contest. Get with me later and I'll play a song of your choosing on my show on Friday night. She guessed that that song, Long Legged Girl, was from the movie Double Trouble. And that's true, it is. So get with me later, Linda, and I'll get that song in the studio for you for Friday. Woohoo! I love it when people get my trivia questions right. I didn't have to wait a few days on that one. Thank you, Linda. Now, for my next song, I usually play it when I'm upset or someone talks about me or things get all wild and stuff, but I'm not doing that. Today, I'm playing it because I love this song. It's a good song from Elvis's movie, The Trouble with Girls, and it's called Clean Up Your Own Backyard.
Porch preacher preaching at me, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed with his eyes all red and the wine in his head, wishing he was dead when he ought to be heading for a Sunday school. Clean up your own backyard. Oh, don't you hand me none of your lies. Clean up your own backyard. Just end your business, I'll attend to mine.
Clean up, mister.
Drugstore cowboy criticizing, acting like he's better than you and me, sidewalk supervising, telling everybody how they ought to be. Come closing time most every night, he locks up tight and knocks over the lights, and he ducks out of sight and he cheats on his wife with his employee. Quarterback's always moaning, second guessing people all day long, pushing, pulling, and hanging on, always messing where they don't belong. When you get right down to the nitty gritty, isn't it a pity that in this big city, not a one little bitty man will admit he could have been a little bit wrong. Up your own backyard.
Oh, don't you hand me none of your
lies.
Clean up your own backyard.
Just into your business, I'll attend to mine.
Clean up your own backyard.
Just into your business, I'll attend to mine.
Okay, guys, that's Clean Up Your Own Backyard. You tend to your business, and I'll tend to mine. This is like my anthem song. I love it. I remember when John J.B. Burroughs was doing his thing on Facebook, I was late to the party. That's the very first message I ever gave John J.B. Burroughs was, please sing me Clean Up Your Own Backyard. But I missed the party, guys. He never responded back because I wrote him last year and he was already done with it by 2017. So I missed it. I'm sure he would have sang it for me if he knew I was around, but I was late for the party. Anyways, guys, here's another good one. It's called Big Boss Man.
Big boss man, hear me when I call. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all. Got me working, boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let bigger stop, big boss man. Now can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all. Just call that song. All right. I'm gonna get me a boss man. One's gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big. Just tall, that's all. Alright. Give me a boss man, the one that's gonna treat me right. Sleep hard in the evening, rest easy at night, big boss man, big boss man, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Alright. I said you ain't so big. You just tall, that's all.
All right, big boss man. Now, the next song is another good rockin' song. It's called Little Sister. Enjoy it.
You kiss me once or twice, then say it's very nice, and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they stuck right out the door.
Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old boy evil. Guess I'll cry with you.
Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run.
Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes.
Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run.
Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
All right, that was Little Sister. It's a good song. Now, this is another good song of, oh my gosh, from the 70s. It's one of my favorites. I've sung this. I've recorded it. It's on YouTube. And I guess it just inspired me to do it because I've listened to it my whole life. The song's called Never Been to Spain. Woo! Good one. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much. Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Say the ladies are insane, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose. I can't refuse. Well, I've never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles, so I headed for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. I got to feel it must be near.
Guys, never been to Spain. That song always gives me goosebumps. I hear the trumpets going and the backup singers going and he just singing it out of his gut like he does. It just makes the hair stand up in the back of my head. I'm just like, woof, you know, blown away. I've got a caller in the studio and it's Miss Linda. She gonna answer my trivia question now. What movie was the song Long Legged Girl in?
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I forgot it.
She I had it, and then old. She forgot it. It's
yeah.
Okay. Well, you can read the message that you gave me. Maybe that'll help your memory.
Yeah, that's horrible. Shoot, now I lost it. Oh, God.
She had it right the first time, folks.
Oh,
I guess Roland in the
trouble.
Studio made her forget. That's
it's
right, Linda. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Ding, 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 ding. That's right. Good girl. Good girl. I was wondering, what song would you like me to play for you this Friday so I can get it down and get that in there? You won.
I think I already told you.
I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry?
Yeah.
The Hank Williams song. I got
well,
you. I got
he sings it. I like him singing it.
Oh, of course. Hank brought it out first, though. It was
a
cover.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got it. I got it for you right there for Friday, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you for getting that trivia question right. You're the only one that answered. I was waiting.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Now, for another one of Elvis's stage performances, this is another song that me and my girlfriend across the street would sing together, and we used to frolic and play singing this song. I used to be like, all right, now I'm going to be Elvis, I'm going to sing, and you're going to be a backup singer. Oh, it was hilarious. The song is called Poke Salad Annie, and it's a good one.
Thank you. Some of y'all never been down south too much. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a toast and poke salad, Annie. You got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Talk a little poke salad to me. Go away. But Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for. Watermelons out of my truck. Poke salad, Annie. You just got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama was a working on the chain gang. Oh! You suck a little poke salad to me. You know what need to feel. Yeah.
a little full salad to me. You know what made me human? Suck a little full salad. You know what made me human? Ching, 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 ching. Ching, 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 ling, ling. Ching, 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 ling. Ching, 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 ching. Ching, 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 ling. Ching, 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 ching.
Okay, guys, being that I'm from the country, I used to go and get me a mess of it all the time, especially since I listened to Elvis. I was like, Daddy, Daddy, what's poke salad? He goes, let me show you, little girl, what poke salad is. So he took me down the property. He said, okay, honey, you see these strings right there coming up out of the ground? You got the red around the leaves right there. You see that? I said, yes. He goes, honey, that's poke salad. So anytime I wanted poke salad, I'd take my little grocery bag, I'd blare up the music, and I'd be like, I'm going to go searching for poke salad, Daddy. He'd go, okay, baby girl. I'd be like, searching for some poke salad, Shauna. I'm going to bring it home. I was so happy. You make it. It's so cool how you make it. You wash it off, chop it up, put it in a little pot. Put in a little pot with a little bit of butter. Let it cook for a little bit. Then you cook your bacon. You fry your bacon, a whole pound of it. And then you take the oil from the bacon and you put it in a bowl. And you crumple that bacon up and you put it all on. You strain the butter and the poke salad. You strain it, get the water out. Then you pour a little bit of the bacon on top. You know, you just crumple it up, make it look like a salad. And then you take the bacon grease and you put a little bit of that vinegar on top. I usually use apple cider vinegar, just a little bit to taste, and you pour that on top. Oh my gosh. It's good. I'll just have to say it's good. It's good. But that's what I used to do. You know, it would always make my daddy giggle. He'd see me outside with my bag. He'd go, oh, she's looking for poke salad again. I guess we're going to have it again. Yeah, it's just something funny. Memories, man. This place brings me back so many memories of my silliness. But I love that song. Anyways, I've got another song here that's really good. You can really hear J.D. Sumner shine because in this song, you know, I don't know who's outdoing, I don't know which one's outdoing which one, because I think J.D. Sumner did an excellent song getting his voice down to the point where it makes it good. The song is called Way Down, and it's one of my favorites because it's on the Moody Blue album. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Get closer, the lights are going dim. The sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel it. Head is spinning. You got me in your spell. 100 magic fingers swirling carousel. Medicine is in me. A doctor could prescribe. Love is doing something that I just can't describe. Well, I can feel it. Way down with the music plays, way down like
kind of like, hey, JD, how low can you go? Pretty low. He won the Guinness Book of World Record for as low as he could go. And you can tell. Man had a gift. Whew. You know, I always play this next song because it's one of my favorites, kind of like how Bossa Nova remixes Angel's favorite. This was my remix favorite. I play it a lot. But you guys remember the song, We're Coming in Loaded? Oh, my gosh. I've got the remix. And I might play it too much. Let me know. But I can't help it. It's my show, dadgummit. And I like this song. It makes me dance. So I'm going to play it again for you guys. I know. Good. I'm a broken record, but here you go. We're coming in loaded remix.
Ooh, yeah, we're coming in loaded. Ooh, yeah, we're coming in loaded. Now hold the boat steady, let it rock. Full speed ahead until we hit the dock. We're heading for home, the fishing was great. We're coming in loaded, but we're all out of bait. Hey, to the water line. Some got a waiting, but the catcher was fine. Never saw such big ones as a man, old man. We're coming in loaded just as fast as we can. Well, baby, soon as I get back, knock on the door with my pockets packed. She'll look at me, but she can't say no. We're coming in loaded, so come on, let's go. Now hold the boat steady, let it rock. Full speed ahead until we hit the dock. We're heading for home, the fishing was great. We're coming in loaded, cause we're all out of bait. Baby, soon as I get back, knock on the door with my pockets packed. She'll look at me, but she can't say no. We're coming in loaded, so come on, let's go.
We're coming in loaded. If it didn't make you shake your booty, then I don't know what will, because it's a good song.
Yep.
Just all bouncing up around in here. It's a good song. I wish that came out when I was listening to it back in the day. The only way I could listen to that song back in the day was watching the movie Girls, 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 because that's the only place I could find that song. And now YouTube is amazing. You want a song? Look it up. They're all on YouTube. Everything. It's amazing. Like, where was technology when I was a kid? I'm kind of glad we didn't have it, though. You know, we had a better childhood without technology. Most of the time, your little kids have tablets in front of their faces, and it's like, hey, go outside and play, man. Go pick some wildflowers. Go frolic in the woods. Go do something. It's hard to get kids out these days, isn't it?
Yep.
Just about.
Sure is.
But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm going to play something from the 50s because I hadn't in a while. It's called Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Well, get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hose. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hose. All the while I work, the faster my money goes. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll.
and shake, rattle and roll. The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle. In the seafood store, like a wild cat peeping in the seafood store. When I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Cause the harder I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, we're out of the road. 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 The way you want to ride, save your doggone soul. Make it again. Underneath. You make me roll my eyes and then you make me grit my teeth. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride, save your doggone soul.
All right, shake, rattle and roll. I hope you enjoyed that. I don't care what decade it is. I just like to hear E singing. Don't care. Don't care. Now, I don't. From the 50s, 60s, and 70s, I'm biased. I don't care which decade. All the songs are great. Every single one of them. Uh-huh. Me too. I've always been telling people, no matter what kind of a day or what kind of a feeling you have, there's an Elvis song for everything. There is.
Yeah, he puts a smile on your face.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So, I've got another one here I know you guys will like. This is his Sweet Caroline, the cover from Neil Diamond. Enjoy.
There was a guy who recorded a song last year. It was a beautiful song. The guy's name was Neil Diamond. I'd like to sing the song for you now. Can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Oh, wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out. Touching me, touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Oh, I've been in time to believe I never would. And now I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. Oh. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you? Oh, warm, touching warm. Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline. You know, it didn't matter what cover Elvis covered. A Beatles song, Neil Diamond, Bob Dylan, any kind of song that he covered, he did a better job than the original person that did the song. I have to admit, I was listening to him doing Hey Jude the other night and Something, and it's like I'd rather listen to those than the original Beatle covers because he just did such a good job. He made every song his own, and most of the people thought it was very they really liked the fact that he did their cover songs. In fact, even the Beatles said that just keep doing them. You know, they were always honored to have them done. Yeah, just amazing. Amazing voice, and it never gets old to me. I mean, look at me. I'm still playing Elvis after all these years, and I'm never going to stop. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Yeah. Well, I've got another good one here. This is another cover from Dale Shannon called Runaway.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk by, I think of the times we've had together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain.
To give him a minute, so I'll recite something. Four score.
No, forget
it. Everybody ready?
All right, Runaway. Did you hear that applause? That was after every song he ever did in every show. The applause just kept coming. I mean, just something about listening to Elvis and watching his energy on stage. He just knew how to take a crowd and wrap them around his little pinky. It didn't matter what kind of mood you were in or whatever. When you were at an Elvis show, he gave 150% of what he had. And you could think, oh, that's not true. He can only give 100%. But you have to understand, he wore himself out doing sometimes 2-3 shows a night. And most stars these days do one show a night. He was doing 2 and 3. Something about him. Something about him. Now, I've got 2 minutes left of the show. I thank you so much for getting the question right, Linda, and calling in. And I thank you, all of my listeners, for Thank you. And I thank all my listeners for listening to Elvis Rockin' Monday. And I'll be with you on Thursday for Shauna's Rockin' the Ozarks. Now, I'm going to try and get my interview together with Jesse Dean. He's a person that I used to sing with here up in the hills. He has been trying so long to get a leg up, and I thought I'd interview him and play you a few of his songs that he's written himself. And if you guys could make it tomorrow night on Tuesday, I appreciate it. If anything changes, I will let you guys know. But tomorrow night's my Jesse Dean interview. On Thursday, it's Shauna's Rockin' the Ozarks, because I'm still here in Winslow, Arkansas. And I'm glad I can be doing this for you. And, of course, Friday night is The Truth About Elvis, and we're doing the Memphis Mafia. Mm-hmm. We're covering the Memphis Mafia. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, Jenny's show is on Wednesday, guys. She's back, and we're glad that she's here. Simply Music with Jenny will be on Wednesday. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll be back in with you soon. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
I said CC Rider, oh, see what you have done. I said CC Rider, oh, see what you have done. Oh, girl, you made me love you. Now your loving man has gone. Hear what I say? Well, I'm going away, baby, and I won't be back till fall. And I'm going away, baby, and I won't be back till fall. Well, if I find me a good girl, I wanna be back at home. Hear what I say? I said, see, right. Oh, see what you have done. I said, see, right. Oh, see what you have done. My girl, you made me love you. No, you look bad. Play again. You have done. I said, CC Rider. Oh, see what you have done. My girl, you made me love you. Now you love me, man. Heard what I said. I said, CC Rider. 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 I said, CC Rider.